Look at you. You're soaking wet. Did you come into my cave to hide from the storm? Welcome, welcome. Make yourself comfortable. I'm always happy to have some company. Things are awfully quiet around here. I don't get many guests. Much less cute ones like you. That brings me to my first question. Why are you all the way out here? Interesting. I ask because I know the nearest town is quite far away. That's why I picked this cave. I only wanted to be found by those that seek me out. That's why it's odd to find you in my cave. I don't get many visitors. Even fewer visitors find me by accident. That's why it's strange that you were able to find this place so easily. Probably a coincidence, right? Perhaps I am reading too much into things. You look like a drowned rat standing there, water dripping off your soaked clothes. Why don't you take those off? I'll place them by the fire so that they can dry off. Don't stop when we get to your undergarments. You'll never get dry that way. Here, let me help you. Don't worry, it's just my tongue helping you undress and get you dry quicker. Leaving those wet pieces on you is only going to make you sick, pet. There we are. Those should be ready for you in the morning. I know you probably plan to leave once the storm stopped, but I could not let you leave here knowing just how wet you had gotten. It would only leave you open to disaster. To someone taking advantage of you in this weakened state. Not everyone you meet is as kind as me, pet. I realized we've never introduced ourselves. Since you're going to be spending the night with me, it's only fair that you know my name. I go by Hasnia. What about you? What a lovely name. I think it suits you quite well, pet. Are you okay? You seem to be shaking quite a bit. Are you scared? Ah, so you're shivering because you're cold. I should have thought about that. It was raining outside and you had gotten completely drenched. I think I might have an idea of how to warm you up, though. Would you like to know what it feels like to have a Lamia coil around you? Think about it. My smooth scales shimmying against your soft skin. All while I wrap you tightly in the pure muscle of my tail, squeezing you every so often. Make sure the heat stays in. I could go all the way up to your neck, not covering your face so you can still breathe. I would be able to help keep the heat in. Plus, as a bonus for me, I'll be able to share in the heat. For someone cold-blooded, that's kind of a big deal. So what do you say? Would you like to coil together for some heat? Great. I'm going to need something from you first, though. I need you to stand with your arms by your side right in front of me. Like that, yeah. Now stay in this position and don't move until I say so, okay? That a pet. No need to startle. It's just the tip of my tail working its way around you, wrapping you up so tightly. Oh, that's it. That's right. You're already feeling warmer, aren't you? That's good, pet. The muscles in my tail wind around you tighter, working their way up your body slowly. You watch my long tongue darting out from between my lips as I continue to wind around you. My snake-like body coils you so tightly as you stay in place. You don't want to risk moving right now. It feels good to be wrapped up, doesn't it? Something about you made me think you would enjoy this more than most. Watching as I continue to move around you, circling you, restraining you tightly in my tail. It's to help keep you warm while your clothes dry. Once you're a bit warmer and not so wet, I'll let you go. If you ask nicely. Continuing to wrap around, making sure your legs are staying in place. There's no way you could move from this spot now, is there? I didn't think so. Continuing to feel my work, my tail continues its way around you, and you're already starting to feel warmer, aren't you? That's good. I wouldn't want you to get sick, pet. The whole reason you came into my cave was to avoid the storm. It's better in here with me, isn't it? That makes me so happy to hear. My tail continues to coil around you, wrapping you up tightly. Your arms stuck to your sides, but you don't squirm. Instead, enjoy how it feels to have a tail snugly against you, sneaking around your body so tightly, melting into how good it feels. A throbbing starts to pick up between your thighs. You're starting to get turned on, aren't you? Yes, you are, pet. I can feel it. My tail is wrapping around you completely. I can feel how turned on you are. You can't lie to me, pet. You might be able to lie to yourself. Say this doesn't get you excited. But at least one part of you knows how to speak the truth. You're enjoying being wrapped in my tail more than you're letting on. Loving how the scales feel against your skin. Feeling them move and shift. You can feel the warmth returning to your body. You feel good right now, don't you? Oh, I know you do, pet. I'm making sure of it. teasing you with my tail as it continues to wrap around your neck, not cutting off your air, just enough so that you can feel the pressure against you. The littlest shift from me can cause all the air to be punched out of your lungs. I can watch you start to struggle to breathe, squirming in my tail, but unable to get away. Gosh, you're just so cute, Pat. I'll release you for the time being, though, just for a little bit, letting you feel your lungs fill with air again. You hate to admit it, but you find it hot how weak you are compared to me. You find yourself enjoying these feelings of being helpless. Tell me something, Pat. Do you want me to take care of the little issue you're experiencing? I know you want my help, Pat. It's obvious. So I'll take care of the little issue you're having, if it's on my own terms. Does that sound fair to you? Oh, did you think I was going to use my tail or maybe my hands to get you off? How cute, Pat. No, I'm going to show you how Lamias traditionally use their tongue. There's a good reason why it's so long. That's it, Pat. Feel my tongue entering through the cracks of my coils. It slips so easily inside your hole. Filling you up. That's it, Pat. You look so good like this, wrapped in my tail with my tongue lazily fucking you. Moving to suspend you in the air, giving me better access to all of you. Oh, that's it. Moan for me, Pat. Let me know how good my tongue feels inside you. You sound lovely, Pat. Keep it up. I just love how you sound. My tongue feels good, doesn't it? It reaches so deep inside you, deeper than any cock could. Oh, that's right. You're trying to rock back on me, aren't you? Trying to get more. What a slut you are, pet. I had no idea there was a sweet little slut hidden inside there. Makes me want to take you apart even more. I wonder what you sound like when you come. Should I find out? I like how you feel. Trying to squirm above me despite my tail keeping you still. Do you really think that you would be able to break out of my tail? Would you even want to? It feels so good to give in to pleasure, doesn't it? Getting closer the more my tongue works to you. Fucking you just how you need, twisting inside. You've never felt anything like it, have you? Moan for me, pet. I don't like when you get silent. I like hearing you be a slut for me. You taste so good, pet. That's it. Keep it up. Getting closer with every thrust of my tongue inside you. The more you rock against me, the deeper my tongue fucks into you. You're so cute when you're helpless like this. What a good pet you're being for me. Wrapped up in my snake's tail, my tongue working you closer to your orgasm. You can barely think, huh? It feels too good. So focused on your own pleasure. That's it, Pat. You're doing so good. Getting so close. Oh. I want you to focus on that. Focus on how good my tongue feels inside you while wrapped so tightly in my tail. Well, you can't move because the muscles of my tail keep you in place, suspended right above me as I continue to fuck your precious hole with my long tongue. Come on, sluts. I want to see you come. Want to know what you look like when you let go. You're going to be a good pet and come on my tongue, aren't you? Feels so good to have something inside you. Can't get enough of my tongue, slut. Moaning as loud as you can, trying desperately to rock yourself back on it. It's a shame that my tail keeps you in the air like this. Happily taking whatever I give you, and you're still trying to get more. Why don't you come for me, pets? There's no reason to hold back. Not when you're with me. I want to see you come. Want to know what you sound like. So let go for me, slut. Come on my tongue. You tasted even better than I thought you would. I'm going to put you down and uncoil from you, okay? Lacing you down and unwinding myself from your neck first, then slowly working my way down. It'll be easier like this. You won't be able to help during this part, I'm afraid. Getting your movement back bit by bit. Your arms start to be revealed to the air again. Did you enjoy yourself, pet? Even when you were raised in the air, being held by only my tail as my tongue fucked into you? What an adventurous one you are, Pat. I guess it's a good thing you found my cave after all. I don't think many folks would be able to take that for the first time. I guess you just wanted to make a good first impression on me. You're still trying to make a good impression on me. Standing so still as I unwind from you. You don't want to risk anything, do you? That's okay. For the record, I wouldn't stay coiled around you. If I wanted to keep you, I would simply tell you to look into my eyes so I could hypnotize you. And that's not something I was planning on doing with you, pet. I was just hoping to have some fun and let you on your way. Speaking of which, almost free. In a few more seconds, you'll be able to move your limbs around again. I'm sure that will make you happy, right? Yeah, there we are. Go ahead and give yourself a shake. Move around a bit. I know. It probably feels good to stand, but it doesn't seem like the storm has lessened any bit. At least you're a bit warmer, right? Then my tale worked wonders for you. I'm sure you'll find an appropriate way to thank me later. In the meantime, why don't I get a meal in your belly? I'm sure you're starving after traveling all day and then getting fucked. I hope you like fruits and vegetables because I noticed that quite a few were ripe for picking from my garden. That's actually what I was about to do before you came in. Hey, why don't you come with me and help me out? Great. It's just this way, pets. You go down the cave and then you make a left right there.